We've got the quarterback, ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Jones joining us right here on KTSW.
The man himself, head coach Dennis Francione.
Tater Black's in the house, former Bobcat, currently a pitcher in the Colorado Rockies organization.
So we're here with Jordan Brown, senior midfielder.
Now please be joined by assistant head coach for the Bobcats, Cat Osman. We are now joined by Colby Targan,
Courtney Coroy,
Bryce Bennett,
David Mayo, and Money Gang.
This is Paul Goldschmidt. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
And good afternoon, guys. Welcome to Bobcat Radio right here on KTSW 89.9, the other side of radio. It feels great to be back in here. This is the Friday show. Caleb Ryan Davis here alongside Matt Hamill and Eddie Lerma. How are you guys doing this week?
Great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I like to see how you guys are doing it, and I like to see how Bobcat Nation out there is doing it. It's been a fast week so far for me. I'm taking summer school right now, and it just seems like these weeks just blow by. Nevertheless, I'm very glad to be back here in the studio. And there's a lot that we have to talk about today. We've got some Texas State track and field stuff to talk about. Texas State baseball. They've had a couple guys. Kind of find themselves into the national spotlight the past 2 days. Texas State women's basketball, that they're bringing back a coach from some past seasons. So there's a lot of exciting Texas State things going on that we're going to talk about here today. And then, of course, some national things, including the NBA, MLB, NHL, all of those ends we're going to get to today. So.
Yes, we'll cover a lot of bases.
Yeah.
We don't have too much time. I know there's something pressing.
Was that like a baseball, like softball?
Maybe it was.
We are going to talk about baseball, softball too. I just didn't know if you were trying to make a pun there with the bases.
Puns are sometimes unintentional, and I think that was the classic case of that. The NBA season is coming to a close.
Yeah.
And with that, we get a new draft. And this time, Lakers fans, they should be excited. They're going to pick number 2. Whoa! No, sure, you have to be pretty terrible in order to earn the second pick in the NBA draft. But it's going to be an exciting time, and you guys, you listeners, you'll get a chance to join the Bobcat Radio crew. That's right, because we'll be live hosting an NBA draft show at Sean Patrick's. It's right on the square. It's a pretty cool place. You might have heard of it.
Sean Pease.
It's going to be on June 25th at 6. That's when the draft is happening. It's when the Minnesota Timberwolves will be put on the clock with the number 1 overall pick. Who will they select? We'll find out. We'll find out live. We'll put it on the air. So if you guys are in your car, can't actually watch the draft, don't worry. Just tune in to KTSW, and we'll get you covered.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of events that we don't get to do, as a sports staff here at the radio station. But the draft shows are these things that we do get to do. So if any of you guys get the chance to make it out, please do so. Once again, as Matt said, it's going to be right there at Sean Patrick's, 202 East San Antonio Street, right off the square. Join the hosts of Bobcat Radio as we break down all the picks as they happen. Maybe give a little bit of predictions as what we think is going to happen, and take a look at the NBA season that will, by that time, have just finished. And I know that Warren Shore will be hoping that the Cleveland Cavaliers will be coming home with a trophy. But we'll talk about that here in a little bit later on in the show. See if we still think that that's going to happen or if that's even still a possibility. But nevertheless, guys, once again, draft show June 25th at 6 p.m. You can find more information at ktsw.net. All right, now, as we said, I like to see how Bobcat Nation out there is doing this week. I don't necessarily know. Our phone lines have been down, and I hate that because we have not been able to hear from the Bobcat faithful on some of their opinions, some of their thoughts, those kind of things. So we'll try to see if the phone lines are up or if they're still down. But even if they are down, there's still a way to get a hold of us. You can tweet us at KTSW Sports using the hashtag Bobcat Radio. I know Matt's got that on his computer right over here, so there's definitely a lot of opportunity for you guys to still join the show right here today.
Yes, please join us on the Twitter sphere, if you will. It's when your phone's not working, just hop on Twitter.
Yeah, Matt, you're from Scotland. Do they have a Twitter sphere in Scotland? Is that a major thing? Or?
There is a Twitter sphere in Scotland, and in fact, like even during the
There's a Twitter sphere or a Twitter sphere?
No, sorry, Twitter sphere.
Got it.
A Twitter sphere. Getting my words twisted, but we even used hashtags in the Scottish referendum. Like if there was a yes campaign ad, it would end with hashtag vote yes, and if there was a no campaign ad, it would end with the hashtag vote no. So, like, we're there. We're
okay.
Using it.
All right.
Pretty prominent.
Y'all are moving up in the world, man.
Yeah, we are.
anyways, Once again, guys, if you guys didn't know, Matt is originally from Scotland. How long have you been in the States?
I've now been in the States for 15 years.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man.
I'm now a citizen too.
It's great to have you, Eddie. Where are you from again?
I'm from Brownsville.
Brownsville.
Yes, Brownsville, Texas.
All right. Well, I meant to ask you this the other day. We didn't have time. We were talking about mascots the other day, you know, and about how New Brownsville is the unicorns, you know, just some weird mascots that we've heard. What was your mascot in high school?
Okay, so we were the Rivera Raiders. So we had Raiders, but they were pirates. It was a pirate.
Okay.
This huge pirate guy. Pirate
Raider.
6 foot. It was always some 6 foot guy with a pirate suit.
Okay, see, when I think of a Raider, I think of, like, you know, like the Texas Tech Red Raiders. That was not the same Raider that you guys were, correct?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, got you.
It's definitely a unique one. It's definitely one of the more out there mascots I've ever heard. I was just a Timberwolf.
A Timberwolf.
Yeah. All right.
So by that, are you like a Minnesota?
Oh no, fan, I was a Cedar Park Timberwolf.
Cedar Park Timberwolf.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
My high school.
I got you. All right. Well, I was from Burleson, and see, we were grammatically incorrect all of our lives, and we were the Elks. The Burleson Elks, which, if you guys don't know your plurals,
your moose.
The plural of elk is elk. So we were just grammatically incorrect with everything that we did. But it worked for us, I guess, you know. So I've made it here. So
you know, some English teachers out there are like cringing at the thought, you know, an entire school just being deluded by their mascot. But it's all good. I'm sure you guys made it work.
Exactly. I'm here, man. I survived.
But Bobcats, right, that's a good mascot.
There you go. I do love the Bobcats. Anyways, we're right here at the very first break right here on this Friday episode of Bobcat Radio. Before we take a break, Matt, I have not gotten a chance to go out to this yet, but I've heard a lot of good things about farmers market.
There are only good things to be heard about farmers markets, and you have a chance to go to one this Saturday at 9 a.m., and it'll be on San Antonio Street between LBJ and Guadalupe
Street.
That's just
by St. Patrick's, yeah.
It is, coincidentally. But this is a great place where Central Texas farmers, local farmers, they bring their fresh crops, their homegrown Texas-made products to a central location in order to give you the best, freshest selection of produce. And it's not only just produce, you know, you'll find non-food items there. Some arts and crafts types come out, and they have soaps, jewelry, something called magic mud, which I don't know what that is, so I'm going to have to go to a farmer's market. I'm going to have to go to the farmer's market soon and find out. But there are a lot of cool things that go on in the farmer's market. They also get together Tuesdays at 3, and that is in between, or that's on the 312 East Hopkins Street in the back parking lot where the Hitch food trailers are. And if you want to get more information, you can simply visit sanmarcosfarmersmarket.com or call 512-754-8471. When we get back, we will talk Bobcat headlines. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up next, so stay tuned to KTSW 89.9.